Laying the start of our scheduled program to bring you this bulletin. Washington. The steel strike has been settled. The CIO Steelworkers Union has signed a contract for an 18.5 cent an hour wage increase with the United States Steel Corporation. The agreement becomes effective Monday morning. Negotiations with the rest of the steel industry will be resumed tomorrow. This bulletin has come to you from CBS News. We now resume our scheduled program.
Hey, you, Danny Kaye.
Oh, well, it's the Abbott radio listener.
Yes, Tom, could I have a few words with you?
I'm all ears.
I know, but could I have a few words with you?
Well, I suppose you're going to say something nasty about last week's radio program, huh?
No, Kaye, this week I'd like to say something nice for a change.
You would?
I'd like to, but I can't.
Listen, my friend, what I have to say to you can be written on a pinhead, and if you'll bend down, I'll be glad to write it.
Kaye, who's your guest star tonight, and how did you talk him into it?
Oh, this week it's Carmen Miranda.
Ah, Carmen Miranda. She's that South American gal who wears those hats made out of oranges, bananas, and apples.
Yeah, yeah, I like those hats. They're so smart, so chic, so nourishing.
Does she always wear those hats?
Yeah, except when she's in Boston.
Why not in Boston?
That's where they ban strange fruit.
Well, Tom, you're going to be in pretty fast company with that Miranda chick. Talking Brazilian?
I don't know. You know, I can rattle off that stuff as fast as she can. What's that, Kay? Well, I'm talking in her native idiom.
You sound more like a native idiot. Good luck, John.
Good luck, pal.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Dick Joy introducing the Danny Kaye Show, presented by Pabst Blue Ribbon, with Butterfly McQueen, Dave Terry and his orchestra, and our special guest tonight, that Brazilian bombshell, Carmen Miranda. And here's the star of our show, Danny Kaye!
Something, I'm worried about Carmen Miranda coming on our show tonight.
You are, Danny?
Yeah, I'm worried about that South American lingo of hers. If that interpreter I hired doesn't show up, I'm in an awful lot of trouble.
An interpreter? Well, Danny, can't you speak any South American at all?
Oh, a little. Casual stuff, like, auf Wiedersehen. Gesundheit. Cherchez la femme. Little expressions I learned from my South American uncle.
Your uncle in South America?
Oh, yes. He lived to become president. But not long. He was one of South America's wealthiest cucarachas. His daughter inherited his money, and she was his Buenos Aires. She still lives down there in a big, beautiful hasta mañana. Sits out on her siesta all day. Dressed in a spangled muchacha, eating those delicious haciendas. Oh, she's one of the most popular Buenos Noches in town.
Well, I can see somebody's going to need an interpreter around here.
Pardon me. You're Danny Kaye? Yes, no, make up your mind, huh?
Well, offhand, and this is strictly a snap judgment, I say I am Danny Kaye. Who are you?
I am Boris Marshallov. Interpreter for class.
Oh, the interpreter. Oh, yes. Do you understand Portuguese, Mr. Marshall?
Like a native of Portland.
Maine or Hopper?
Now, somebody says something in Portuguese. Like that, I'm interpreting into Russian.
Into Russian? I don't understand Russian.
This I have for him. So I have brought an interpreter. Come in, Mr. Martinini. Mr. Cage, this is my associate, Mr. Martinini.
How do you do?
Grazie. In your case, the large type of pleasure to meet you.
Do you understand Portuguese?
Portuguese? No, that's Greek to me. I understand Russian, and I speak very good Italian.
Italian? What good is that?
Now, Mr. K, you do not understand. The plan is working as follows. To wit, somebody says something in Portuguese, I am listening, this I am interpreting into Russian to my associate, Mr. Martinini.
Precisamente.
Mr. Martinini is listening in Russian, and quick as a flash, is interpreting into Italian.
Si, si.
That's a very good plan, Mr. Marshall. My comrade, except for one minor detail. To wit, I'm a non-Stan Italian.
In your case, this I have foreseen. So I brought interpreter. Come in, Mademoiselle Lafarge.
What's going on here?
Signor K, I am very happy for you to meet Mademoiselle Louise Lafarge.
How do you do?
Ah, it is a pleasure, Monsieur K.
And this is Mr. Marshalov, Mademoiselle Lafarge.
Oh, she's Priyatan.
Gesundheit.
So you see, Mr. K, it is now very simple. I'm listening in Portuguese and translating into Russian.
That's right. And I listen in Russian, and she come out Italian.
Oui, Monsieur K. And I listen Italian. Voilà, French.
Isn't that a magnificent plan, Mr. K?
Sounds like a five-year plan, Mr. Martin. Why don't you just interpret into English for me in the first place?
Mr. K, please. We have union.
That's right. A very strong union.
Oui. Vive la Federation.
Vive la Federation. La Federation.
Quiet. Just quiet, please. Come on. Thank you. Quiet. This will get me nowhere because I don't understand French.
Ah, monsieur, but do not worry. This I have foreseen. Come in, monsieur Kropopolis.
Kropopolis? Who needs him?
Monsieur K, this is my associate. Here's a Kropopoli.
How do you do?
Mr. K, excuse me, very happy to meet you.
Mr. Kropopoli, this is Mr. Martinini.
Yes, sir, me, you?
Gesundheit. This is Mr. Marshall of Mr. Kropopoli. Gesundheit. Now, let me see what we have here. Miss Miranda will talk in Portuguese. Mr. Marshalov is listening in Portuguese, and translating it should come out Russian. Then, Mr. Martinini, he's listening in Russian, and with a translator, so she comes out Italian. Then, Miss Lepage listens in Italian, and voilà, French. Then, Mr. Kropopolis is here for to listen in French, and he will give translation what it should be Greek.
Da-da.
Si, si.
Oui, oui.
Bene.
Ten-ten.
I know, it's the union. Union.
We have a very strong union.
Yes. Oui, vive la Federation!
Lungissima vita la Federation!
Union.
È l'ultima cosa!
It's all very nice, fellas, except that I don't understand Greek.
Mr. K, this is something I have foreseen.
Oh, no. You know, a few more of these interpreters will have to hunt for a site in Connecticut.
Come in, Mr. Huang. Mr. Huang, I want you to meet Mr. K, Mr. K, Mr. Xing Huang.
How do you do?
Hoi hao, bo hao.
Now you're talking my language. Oh, excuse me, I want you to meet these people. You know Mr. Kropopolis?
Hoi hao.
Miss Lafarge, Mr. Wang.
Hoi hao.
This is Mr. Martinini, Mr. Wang.
Hoi
hao. Mr. Marshalov, Mr. Wang.
Hoi hao.
Well, I'll be the Zane. Well, now we've got the whole lineup. From Portuguese to Russian, to Italian, to French, to Greek, to Chinese, to Tinkers, to Everest, to Tan. This is going to be a cinch. It all depends on you, Mr. Marshalov. You're the one who has to understand Miss Miranda in the first place, you know.
Oh, I will understand.
Oh, well, don't be so sure. She talks a blue streak.
If you please, comrades, a red streak.
Okay. a red streak. But she's hard to understand, and she puts the accent on the wrong syllable, not only when she talks, but when she sings a tropical song. Upon the island throne, which we go, we have a national characteristic which is very strong. We put the accent upon the wrong syllable and we sing a tropical song. Upon the island from which we come, the point of interest rests beside the coconut and the ceram. Is that we put the accent upon the wrong syllable and we sing a tropical song. We could show the natural wonders of the scenery.
Do you?
We could show the native birds and perhaps give two or three.
Do you?
And describe the climate and also tell the elevation.
Do you?
We could very hastily introduce the population.
Do you?
But we prefer to acquaint you with the following interesting fact. Upon the island from which we come, we have a national characteristic which is very strong. And if you should remain here, you will discover one peculiar thing before very long. That you have put the accent upon the wrong syllable and you sing like this. On any topic whatsoever, for instance, I'm wanting to say hello in calypso fashion to my guest, Miss Carmen Miranda, this week in fashion tropical into a calypso greeting like Chiquita Bananas, I would spring like this. Welcome to Carmen Miranda, for her I care, with bananas and oranges growing tall in her head. She's the only singer of whom it is said she has Adler elevate her head. When a song she sings, then I am glad to know she is Carmen, who's Miranda, not Lombardo. She sings the hardest style from the equator. So you must never put Miranda in the refrigerator. No, 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 no. When you put the accent upon the wrong syllable and you sing a tropical song. And so we say welcome. So you see, it's going to be hard to understand, Miss Miranda, if she puts the accent on the wrong syllable.
Oh, I don't know, Danny.
Well, what do you mean, Dick?
Well, maybe in Calypso you put the accent on the wrong syllable, but when you speak of beer, the accent is on Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Ribbon?
Why, of course. You order it with confidence and serve it with pride.
Atta boy, Dick, you tell him.
You bet I will. Friends, and especially all you thousands of loyal listeners of KCMJ, the glorious, wonderful, exciting new station at Palm Springs, California, which just joined the Columbia Network this week. Well, I happen to have a little something to do with that, friend, so I'd just like to say that my partner and I built the station. And tonight, out there under those desert stars, he'll be celebrating with a real California barbecue. You know, plenty of that spicy, fragrant barbecued beef and plenty of blended, splendid Pabst Blue Ribbon. Why, a barbecue wouldn't be a barbecue without those big foamy glasses of sparkling Pabst Blue Ribbon. Yes, sir, there's something about Pabst Blue Ribbon which just naturally adds to the good taste of your favorite food. And, of course, you know what that is. It's the magnificent flavor which comes from blending never less than 33 fine brews into one truly great beer. Remember, Palm Springs or Palm Beach, California or Connecticut, wherever you go, there's no finer beer than blended, splendid Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Ah, spoken like a true blue Pabst Blue Ribbon man, Dick. And it's nice to welcome station KCMJ to the network. Now, how about a little song of welcome?
Well, I have just the song, Danny. Palm Spring it, kids.
33 fine brews blended into one great beer.
Okay, Union, let's get ready back there. Miss Miranda's on the way up. Everybody here? Now, let's get together now, fellas, all right? Count off.
I didn't do it.
What?
This is a thong. Good. That's good. Everybody's in on your toes. Miss Miranda will probably burst in here with a long speech of Portuguese, and as soon as she does, You, Mr. Marshall.
Oh, Jiggers, Danny, here she comes.
Why, it's Carmen Miranda.
Are you expecting maybe Mrs. Nussbaum?
Wait a minute, what was that? Wait a minute, what did you say?
I will interpret. And I got it more with which got Mrs. Nussbaum.
Ah, that means in plain Italian, si può dire lei aspetta forse per la signora Nussbaum?
Ah, voilà. Est-ce que vous attendez peut-être à Madame Nussbaum?
In simple Greek, this is to mean,
γιατί, αναμένεται την κυρία Νουσβάμους,
translated into language of my honorable ancestors, Orkai, Orkangatikoi, Orka, Mickey, Nussbaum.
Oh, I thought that's what he said. Isn't that wonderful? Is that Portuguese?
Yes, how do you like that? I've been speaking it all my life and didn't know.
Hey, Carmen, what's new?
Nada de novo, Ken. Nada de novo, Danny.
Hã?
Huh? A única novidade é que estamos contentes de estar aqui falando com você. Parece que você é uma maravilha. Uma verdadeira maravilha, tá?
Well, I'm stuck again. Go ahead, Junior.
Inside Portuguese, I have never heard.
Fine interpreter.
Danny, you don't need an interpreter for me. What I said was I have read a brand new joke for your program.
Oh, a new joke, Carmen? Oh, we can certainly use it. My two writers can't think of one.
Oh, but your writers give me this joke they want me to tell you tonight.
A joke they want you to tell?
Yeah.
May I ask what it is? I'm afraid.
Well, Danny, the joke is like this.
Uh-huh.
Imagina você que havia pai que tinha quatro filhas. Três filhas eram casadas, da última filha tinha que casar com mais de mim. O'Reilly? No, O'Reilly.
Miss Miranda.
I will interpret.
You'll interpret, huh? I don't need an interpreter for that. I know that joke, and I won't use it.
Miss Miranda has said, my youngest Frau Wuschel Damus, the Irishman O'Reilly. Yes, O'Reilly.
La mia simpaticissima sorella, innamorata pazza, si è sposato con un Irishman, O'Reilly, no O'Reilly.
Uh-huh. Elle a dit que ma sœur est mariée à un Irishman. O'Reilly, no O'Reilly.
Il y a un film, fantastique, et un, il andò, O'Reilly, Orgy, O'Reilly.
O'Chang, O'Hoyo, Chakacho, Atai, O'Reilly, Chang, O'Reilly.
Carmen, don't tell that joke. Tell me you don't mean it. Do you, Carmen, please?
Of course not, Danny. My sister was not married Irish man. She's already married to a South American.
Oh, really?
No, Jose.
No. Oh, no, not you too, Carmen. Do me a favor. Will you sing something for me?
Yes,
Danny.
Yes. Carmen. Yes.
Foi banquete na casa do Zé Pequena, a mesa tava no sereno, pra todo mundo café. E ali toda a qualidade de Itália, tinha mais homem que mulher, mas eu não tinha o que comer. Tanta banquete de suco de referido, mulher que tinha marido, e não passou a perto, não. Coisa danada para não morrer de fome, cada copo meu seu homem não tiver e tinha tão bambu. E olha o bambu de bambu, bambu, bambu. E olha o bambu de bambu, bambu, lele. E olha o bambu de bambu, bambu, lalá, eu quero ver de outra vez, bambu, lê, bambu, lalá, bambu. E olha o bambu de bambu, bambu, bambu. E olha o bambu de bambu, bambu, lalé. E olha o bambu de bambu, 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 lalá. Eu vi um papo, e 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 papo,
Oh, that was really a wonderful number, Carmen. That was sensational. That was really one of... you know what? You look so wonderful.
Thank you, Danny. Thank you.
That hat is really a creation, too, Carmen. Where did you get that hat? Hattie Carnegie, the Rose Sapphire, John Frederick?
at the A and B.
Well, I don't care. You look beautiful.
Oh, Danny.
I mean it. If it isn't true, I'll eat your hat.
Oh, thank you, Danny. You look very handsome, too. Come on, give me a kiss.
Oh, I couldn't do that, darling.
Oh, no.
If I did that, they'd take away my Sinatra button.
Ah, Danny. No, forget about Sinatra. You are not the Bobby Slack.
Bobby Slack?
Huh? Come on, give me a kiss. If you don't kiss me, I kiss you, right?
No, Carmen.
I'll leave
just say no. Hot tamale.
I interpret. Hot what?
Hot ravioli.
Hot cake.
Hot strawberry pie.
Egg foo young.
I like that. Now, Carmen, I'll kiss you.
That's right, Danny. Turn about it, foul play. Go ahead.
Turn about it, foul play. No, it says you turn about is foul play, not it foul play. You make me a villain.
Go ahead.
Okay. Here goes. You're such a doll face. Yeah. How was that?
Well.
I interpret. Hui, hui.
Hui,
hui.
Hey, boy.
Why don't you and your union take the first tugboat home? A kiss doesn't need an explanation.
I don't know about that, Danny. Depends on whom you're caught kissing.
Oh, very funny, Dick. But I'm talking about these interpreters. They're translating everything I say.
Well, there's one thing that doesn't need translating. Everybody knows that no matter where you go, there's no finer beer than Pabst Blue Ribbon.
I interpret. That is nice, yes. Lucho Piva and Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Right, for never less than 33 fine brews blend their individual goodness to create the magnificent flavor of Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Perché mai meno che 33 eccellente birre si mescolano per creare il magnifico sapore della birra Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Right, and that's why you can always order it with confidence, serve it with pride.
Ah, oui, tout le monde dit que la bière la plus super la fille est Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Right, that's why at hotels, at restaurants, at taverns, at home, so many millions say, give me Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Jako spitista, I opudipote, gitate, pandete, bide, Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Right. Yes, you just can't top the taste of blended, splendid Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Oshango, eto, asai, oto, hake, o, et, puyong.
Oh, a traitor.
33 fine brews blended into one great beer.
Well, Butterfly McQueen, come in, Miss McQueen, come in. I was the president of the Dandy K Fan Club.
Oh, Sullivan.
Well, Miss McQueen, I'd like you to meet Carmen Miranda. Miss Miranda, Miss McQueen.
Oh, I'm happy to know you, Miss Miranda. What's that? It's my native language, the language all the people in my country speak it. My goodness, how do they understand each other?
No, you don't understand, Miss McQueen. Miss Miranda's from Brazil.
Oh, Brazil?
Yes, my whole family is in Brazil. One of my brothers, Gaucho.
Oh, I like them. And Chico and Hopo, too.
Now, Miss McQueen is trying to get members for my can. But she doesn't seem to have any luck.
What's the trouble, Miss McQueen?
Well, frankly, Miss Miranda, the enormity of the assignment imposed upon this chief executive of this organization comprising his admirers accentuates the theory to the effect that such quantitative energies are not commensurate with his thespian facilities.
Miss McQueen, stop talking like a child. What did you say, Miss McQueen?
Danny, I interpreted.
You interpreted? No, not you, too.
Miss McQueen says to get funds for you, she no can do.
Mr. K, maybe we can ask Miss Miranda to get us some fans in South America.
Have you ever been south of the border, Miss McQueen?
Oh, yes, I was born in Florida.
No, Miss Miranda means South America, the land of the samba beat.
Oh, I love the samba, especially when I'm dancing.
Well, everybody in South America sambas, you know. Our music is so full of rhythm, so lively.
And I wish everybody could understand them.
Well, I'll tell you what we do, Carmen. You sing some of your songs, and I'll interpret them for you. Huh?
Con su armonía traes alegría en South American way.
Pale moon shining on the fields below. Voices crooning songs soft and low. Needn't tell me so, because I know it's sleepy time down South American way.
Tick 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 a boom chick. Tick 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 a boom chick.
Chickory tick, chala chala, chickory tick. I'm a banana, get wallaga wallaga. Can't you see? Chickory tick the tree.
La cucaracha.
Tío de Rocha.
Oh, ya no puede caminar.
La cucaracha.
Tío de Rocha.
Marijuana que fumar.
Tacacacacaraca, tacacacacaraca. Tengo dos acas, una carita.
Oh, McDonald had a farmy.
Mama, eu quero, mama, eu quero, mama.
Mama's little baby loves cotton bread.
Ay, 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 yo voy a seguir você.
Ay, 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 no understand.
Ay, 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 você é colosso.
Ay, 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 I never went to Eton University. I never learned to speak the language Portuguese. But with the help of Mr. David Terry's band, let's talk the language we both understand.
Carmen, dear, it was just wonderful working with you.
Oh, Danny's so wonderful. Oh, you too. I love to do it.
You do?
Yeah, I love
it. I like it too, right? Hey, you want to do it, Annette?
Oh, you're so wonderful. Yeah. Thank you, Danny. And now I must rush back to the Rock Theater for my next show.
Well, I've got to rush over to the Paramount Theater for my next show, too. It is cold out, but not tight here, so you don't get
cold. Don't worry, Danny, don't worry. I just bought a brand new full coat.
Oh, really?
No, opossum.
Miss Miranda.
I interpret.
Now, wait a minute. I don't want any interpretation of that joke.
The makers of Pabst Blue Ribbon wish to remind you that no matter how severe may be the government restrictions on grades, however much Pabst must curtail its output to protect quality, every bottle of Pabst Blue Ribbon you buy will continue to live up to its name. There will be no cutting corners, no lowering of standards of flavor and goodness, no compromise with quality. Our guests next week will be Jack Pearl and Miss Georgia Gibbs. This program was brought to you by the Pabst Brewing Company of Milwaukee, Wisconsin and Peoria, Illinois. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.